It was, of course, more or less at this moment that one of the crew sustained a nasty bruise to the upper arm. This should be emphasized because, as has already been revealed, they escape otherwise completely unharmed, and the deadly nuclear missiles do not eventually hit the ship. The safety of the crew is absolutely assured.
"Impact minus 20 seconds, guys," said the computer.
"Then turn the bloody engines back on," bawled Zaphod.
"Oh, sure thing, guys," said the computer.
With a subtle roar, the engines cut back in. The ship smoothly flattened out of its dive and headed back toward the missiles again. The computer started to sing.
"When you walk through the storm,"
it whined nasally,
"hold your head up high."
Zaphod screamed at it to shut up, but his voice was lost in the din of what they quite naturally assumed was approaching destruction.
"And don't be afraid of the dark,"
Eddie wailed. The ship, in flattening out, had in fact flattened out upside down, and lying on the ceiling as they were, it was now totally impossible for any of the crew to reach the guidance systems.
"At the end of the storm,"
crooned Eddie. The two missiles loomed massively on the screens as they thundered toward the ship.
"Is a golden sky."
But by an extraordinarily lucky chance, they had not yet fully corrected their flight paths to that of the erratically weaving ship, and they passed right under it.
"And the sweet silver song of the lark."
"Revised impact time, 15 seconds, fellas."
"Walk on through the wind."
The missiles banked round in a screeching arc and plunged back in pursuit.
"This is it," said Arthur, watching them. "We're now quite definitely going to die, aren't we?"
"I wish you'd stop saying that," shouted Ford.
"Well, we are, aren't we?"
"Yes."
"Walk on through the rain,"
sang Eddie. A thought struck Arthur. He struggled to his feet.
"Why doesn't anyone turn on this improbability drive thing?" he said. "We could probably reach that."
"What, are you crazy?" said Zaphod. "Without proper programming, anything could happen."
"Does that matter at this stage?" shouted Arthur.
"Though your dreams be tossed and blown,"
sang Eddie. Arthur scrambled up onto one of the excitingly chunky pieces of moulded contouring where the curve of the wall met the ceiling.
Walk on, with hope in your heart."
"Does anyone know why Arthur can't turn on the improbability drive?" shouted Trillian.
"And you'll never walk alone."
"Impact minus 5 seconds. It's been great knowing you guys. God bless."
"You'll never walk alone."
"I said," yelled Trillian, "does anyone know?"
The next thing that happened was a mind-mangling explosion of noise and light.